Welcome to On the Brighter Side. This is episode 2 of season 2, and today I have a special treat for you guys. I am sitting down with my new friend, Joanne Lee Cornish, who is the author of When Calories and Cardio Don't Cut It. And I said last week that I think this is a good time for this episode because it is still early in the year and most of us have made New Year's resolutions that have something to do with our physical fitness, and we are starting to plan trips and think about getting swimsuit ready. And so I thought this would be the perfect time to do this episode and get a little bit clearer about what we eat and how we exercise and how that maybe changes with age. I feel like that is her specialty. So without further ado, I'm just going to jump right into the interview. I know you're going to love her, especially her accent is so fun. So anyways, hi, Joanne. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Monica. Thank you so much for having me. And what accent? I never can hear my accent.
Well, you talk very differently from me, that's for sure.
That's what I'm told. Yeah.
So for my listeners that don't know you, I would love it if you would introduce yourself and just tell a little bit of your story, how you came to be such an expert on physical fitness.
So I am English, you can tell. And I was a sprinter, and then I was actually a bodybuilder, female bodybuilder, from the age of 17. I started at 17. And so even though that's a crazy sport, it really is a crazy sport, what you do learn a lot about is body composition and taking your body composition to just the extremes. So I've been dealing with that. I've been working with body composition for over 30 years now. My sport dictated it, but then it just fascinated me. And then with all my clients who have different body types, different shapes, different age, and I was just fascinated with it. So that's what I read, that's what I watch, that's what I study, that's my thing.
Yeah. And so you're from California, where body is very sought after, the perfect body and the perfect shape. So tell us a little bit more about your background.
So I was living in England. I was a professional bodybuilder, moved to Australia. Then I moved to, I moved to California kind of accidentally. I was on the flight back to England from Australia, and there was a layover in Los Angeles, and I just didn't get back on the plane, which was absolutely ridiculous when I think back on that, but I just didn't get back on the plane. So I had this little bag on my back and a couple of pennies in my pocket. And so then I went down to Gold's Gym Venice, which is, you know, the mecca of everything fitness. And within a few weeks, I was kind of asked to work and train people. And then I was introduced to an attorney who said I could get my green card in this country because I was a professional athlete. So I thought, okay, I'll stay here until I get that. I'll stay here until I get my green card. Well, that took 6 years. So by that time, I've got a lot of clients. I actually worked in Gold's Gym Venice as an independent trainer for 24 years.
Wow.
And I left there in 2017. So I was an independent trainer at Gold's Gym Venice, and then I had my nutrition company, which I called The Shrink Shop. And I had an office in Santa Monica. And so when we moved here, I kind of had to shut all that down, which was very traumatic for me. But came here and just opening up again here. And I had a lot of clients online, so that was kind of nice that I could bring them with me.
Yeah. So I love the story you told me when we first met about how you wrote your book. Like, it wasn't just you took, you know, a year off and just wrote this book. You wrote it, like, in between clients in your car. I would love to hear more about that.
Oh, my gosh. So I love reading anything nutrition, anything body composition, not just weight loss, anything body composition. So it can be building muscle, you know, any type of goal type. There isn't just one goal type of losing weight. People want to change their bodies in different ways. So I'm always reading about that. So when I read to remember it, I always highlight, and then I make notes of my highlights, and then I make expanded notes of my notes. It's a whole process. So I had filing cabinets full of all this stuff. And so I'm like, I've got to turn this into something. So I thought I'll put it into a book. So I got all these files out of the filing cabinet. I'm the passenger seat of my Cadillac was like 3 foot high in files. And I just started writing this book with my laptop in my car in the parking lot of Gold's Gym Venice. And it took me 4 years, but people kind of got used to knowing what I was doing there. They'd think, oh, John's in a car, you know, typing away with my... So yeah, it was a 4-year process in the parking lot of Gold's Gym Venice in a Cadillac, yeah. That's how it happened, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I have read a lot of books on nutrition and exercise, and I
like to think of myself as a pretty fit person. But what I loved about your book was you have kind of a fresh take on the importance of knowing your body type, because I mean, it's kind of a no dir that the same diet isn't going to work for everyone. But when you start to understand a little bit more about your body composition and where the fat is stored, that was really interesting to me.
The fat patterning. That's interesting, right? And the yes. studies on fat patterning are fascinating.
Yes.
There's one study I put in there, and there's the crazy, where there was the girl, she was 5 years old, and she burnt her arm, her hand and her forearm. So as a young girl, they took skin and fat off her thigh and did a skin graft on her arm. Then later on in life, they had to do liposuction on her arm because the fat had accumulated. That just shows you the hormonal influence of fat patterning. It's just crazy. So, and knowing your body type is, yeah, being realistic.
Yeah.
Knowing your body type, and different training will definitely work for different body types. With regards to fat loss, lipolysis is everything to do with fat loss. And the main thing about the diet is finding the one that fits you. And that is, there's 16 recognized personality types, right? Mm-hmm. So a diet could be great, but it might not match your personality type. The very popular ketogenic diet is great, but it probably isn't going to fit that well with somebody that's traveling for work all the time, it depends on your personality type, and it depends on your lifestyle and your obligations as well. And it's finding the right diet to fit that. And that's why the book is not a diet book. There is no meal plans. There is no diet in that book. And that was absolutely deliberate, mm-hmm. because I wanted to explain to people how the body loses fat, how it builds muscle, how it changes with age. I didn't just want to put my bias on it. I think a lot of the movies out there and a lot of books out there, they have a very strong bias, mm-hmm. be it being plant-based or carnivore or whatever, but there's a strong bias, and I deliberately did not want to do that.
So you talk a lot in the book about lipolysis and lipogenesis and all the different factors that will shut down lipolysis, and I'm going, oh my gosh, I gotta stop doing all of these things because I want my body to be in lipolysis all the time. Yeah.
And if you can do that, I mean, it's just not that difficult. And with my clients, Monica, this is that once I give them this information, it's almost like the penny drops and they're like, oh, I can do that, you know. And it's just like, usually what people have done in the past, they've done far, far, far harder things than I'm going to ask them to do. Mm-hmm. And I think what I get is like, if I explain this to them, and this information has been on since the 1950s. This isn't like I just mm-hmm. discovered it.
Yeah.
But yes, so lipolysis is an environment that you create where the fat is broken down. So the fat stored on your body, it's stored in a cell. You have fatty acids stored in the body fat cell. But to lose weight, those have to exit the cell. So those fatty acids have to get out of the cell and into your blood. So the breakdown of the fat cell is lipolysis. If you think of lipolysis, lipo less fat. Okay, so to lose weight, the fat has to be liberated from the fat cell. It has to get out of the fat cell. And most of the time, what people are doing with their eating and lifestyle, it's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. The fat never, ever, ever leaves its storage site.
So what are a few ways that you can kick your body into lipolysis?
Okay. Just so you know, lipolysis isn't the same as ketosis. Two different things. They both release fat, but like people get the terminology confused. So lipolysis, the one thing that halts lipolysis, and I mean halts it, is insulin. So insulin will stop lipolysis, and it makes complete sense because carbohydrates trigger insulin. A lot of people know that if your blood sugar goes too high, so there's too many carbohydrates in your diet, your meals are too close together, or your meals are just too big. Basically, there's just too many nutrients in the blood. So what does the body do? It says, hey, I've got too many nutrients in the blood, so I'm going to lock away any other fuel because I don't need it. So it locks fat in the cell, completely locks it in the cell, because it has enough nutrients in the blood. And when it uses up all the blood sugar in the blood, then it'll let the fat out of its storage site. So that's why insulin, does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So carbohydrates trigger insulin, but insulin absolutely halts lipolysis. You have two fuel sources. You have carbohydrates, blood sugar, use those terms interchangeably, and you have fat. Your body will use one or the other, but while there's enough sugar present in the blood, it will lock fat away in storage, and it's just impossible. Most people buy every meal that they eat, and this is where it can be the healthiest meal. They think they're eating something really healthy, but their blood sugar is just a little bit too high, not dangerous, but it's just a little bit too high, and that fat just stays locked away in storage.
So how many, like,
I've seen that acai bowl that you have, yes.
The what?
That bowl that you have that you love.
So how, oh yeah, the acai bowl that that's I love from love Costco. Bowl, I do right. love, oh no, what, does it have a lot of carbohydrates in it? It's all fruit. Yeah. So how much sugar or sweets would you recommend? Like maybe once a week, maybe a couple times a month?
Okay, well, the thing about lipolysis, and the way I check lipolysis, and I have one with me, is I check somebody's blood sugar. So mm-hmm. when I check somebody's blood sugar, I can say, hey, your blood sugar's too high, you're not releasing fat. When it comes down, you're releasing fat. Now, lipolysis isn't weight loss. Lipolysis just means that fat is released into the blood. Now what we have to do is we have to use that fat for fuel. Mm-hmm. So you either create a bit of a deficit or you create more of an expenditure through exercise, and you burn that fat off and then you lose weight. Mm-hmm. But the very first step is it has to be released, mm-hmm. okay? So first of all, I would check their blood sugar to show them a person whether they're actually in lipolysis or not. So lipolysis isn't a stationary state. So you could be in and out of lipolysis during the day. So if you have a birthday and you eat some birthday cake and you have some ice cream, you're definitely out of lipolysis. Don't beat yourself up. About 3 hours later, you can get straight back on it. It's like you haven't ruined the day, you haven't blown your diet, you know, life showed up, you had some fun stuff, you were definitely not burning fat during that time, you were definitely not releasing fat at that time, and that's fine. And then that sugar leaves your blood and you're back in lipolysis again.
That is good to hear, because I am all about enjoying the small moments. And if somebody is eating a sweet right in front of me, I need to participate.
And that's fine. And the other thing about lipolysis, you've got, but then the other things that can influence that, so fat breakdown, but the other thing is, you know, the stress people put themselves under. Yeah. That is huge. So I talk about, you know, carbohydrates, and, you know, we're all totally scared of them anyway, but we talk about carbohydrates influencing or triggering the insulin response. But what people don't, and people really fight me on this, is that cortisol, the stress hormone, can trigger insulin even more. So people get so like, I'm going to do an hour's cardio, I'm going to cut all my carbs out, and they're just stressed to death, you know? And that stress is what will keep the weight on. Mm. So you've got to have those fun times. You have to have those fun times. You've got to bring your stress level down and usually just tidy up your diet. Mm-hmm. Have certain boundaries. Mm-hmm. But definitely having fun is part of losing weight, to be honest.
So fruit is a carbohydrate, but it's lesser than sugar. It's not as
So good. Fruit is primarily, it's about 50-50, depending on the fruit, but it's mostly a fruit sugar, fructose. And fructose works differently. So fructose doesn't get metabolized by insulin. So when you eat fruit, your blood sugar wouldn't necessarily go up. So I'm actually, if I'm going to eat carbs, I'm a big fan of fruit because it's not going to trigger insulin. Now, the other side of fruit is because it's a fructose, it will go, because it's not metabolized by insulin, so it doesn't leave the blood, doesn't go to muscle, anything like that, it will go straight to the liver. And if there's too much fructose in the liver will just simply convert that into fat and throw it out into storage. So people confuse fructose with high fructose corn syrup, two very different animals. High fructose corn, if you see that on the label, please put that product down, please. Unless it's part of a birthday party or some special occasion, but it's excess fructose. When it gets to the liver and the liver just can't keep up, it will just churn that out as fat. But a few pieces of fruit, the high water content, the high fiber content, very good for you, tastes great. I wouldn't eat bowls and bowls of it a day, but as an accessory, absolutely.
Perfect. So obviously from reading your book and talking to you here today, you're very knowledgeable and you have a business and you're based out of Eagle, Idaho now.
Eagle, Idaho, yes.
But it sounds like you have some online clients as well.
Yes, yes, yeah.
So I thought it would be fun because I'm turning 40 this year and I have like 10 pounds of post-Thailand vacation weight that I am just so stubborn, cannot get off. And so I thought it would be fun to kind of treat this like I'm coming into your office as a client and just find out, like, how does that go? So if somebody wanted your services, yep, they came to see you, what's the first step? What do you do with them?
Okay, so the first one is, so the company's called The Shrink Shop, so you can look that up. And the first thing is, well, the initial consultation is a long time. It's about 90 minutes, so we're going to shorten this a lot. The first thing I do is I check their metabolic rate. So I have a machine called a MetaCheck, so I can figure out how many calories they are burning at rest. That tells me where to start. Now, calories are really one of the last things you use now in weight loss. It really is. Counting calories is not the answer. But I do want to know how much energy you're burning. People usually think their metabolism is going to be slow. Very, very seldom is that the case. Most people have a much faster metabolism than they think. With the exception, now I was a competitor for many, many years, so I've worked with a lot of competitors, and they always have the worst metabolism. Isn't that crazy? So I had two girls come in to see me, training partners, same age, same body types, trained together. Their metabolic rates were 1,000 calories different a day. One of them was 2,400 calories a day, and one of them was less. It was 1,250 calories a day. The 1,250 calories a day was the competitor, because she's always dieting and always doing so much cardio, she'd actually slowed her metabolic rate. Interesting, right?
Yeah.
Everybody else is usually pretty good to go. So I check their metabolic rate, then I check their blood sugar. When I check their blood sugar, most people are good. Some people are surprised, but most people are in the healthy range, so I don't have to. I know they're able to break down body fat. There's a couple of times it's happened to me when I've checked somebody's blood sugar and it's been crazy high. I mean, 300, 400, and that's when that they're definitely pre-diabetic, and that's when I'll definitely can work with them, but they're not going to get their results that they want for a few weeks. It's going to take a little time for that blood sugar to come back down. So then I work on working out the meal plans based on, I personally, and this is my bias, I like to take the carbs down, I like to increase the fat. The body can use sugar or fat for fuel. I would rather it used fat for fuel, especially because fat doesn't hold water, carbs do, so we can get rid of, you know, quite a few pounds of those fluffy pounds. Meal timing, so I correct their blood sugar to correct that insulin response. We talk about the cortisol response of stress, which people always fight me on. You've got to have some fun, you know? People are too hard on themselves. And then we talk about meal timings. Meal timings is huge. We want quite a few hours in between meals. This 5 or 6 meals a day and this snacking is not correct. Honestly, it's not correct. If your body's going to use fat for fuel, why would it do that if it's already got some nutrients in the blood?
Mm-hmm.
If you do this 5 or 6 meals a day, you can lose weight, but it's painfully slow, Monica. It's painfully slow. And it doesn't have to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I get a lady over, ladies usually start to feel it after about the age of 37, 38. And the book was pretty much, it wasn't just for, well, it's definitely not a female book, it's for men and women, but it's definitely because things start changing. And what happens is, let me ask you, not too personal, where did that 10 pounds go?
Right between my upper thigh and between my boobs. Yeah. They're just
middle-aged
right
spread, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So as we get older, what often happens is the fat actually comes off our legs and goes onto our hips and midsection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the cortisol response puts weight on our midsection. But also what happens is, and tell me if this is too much information, there's an enzyme called LPL, lipoprotein lipase. And lipoprotein lipase sits on the cell and it drags fat in. Imagine this little gatekeeper on the cell, and it drags fat from the blood and drags it into the cell, lipoprotein lipase. So in our midsection, estrogen actually inhibits that. It stops the activity of that enzyme. As we get a little bit older and our hormones start to drop, the estrogen doesn't inhibit it anymore. So that enzyme just is on fire. It just ramps up and it's just dragging that fat. And that's why we end up with middle-aged spread. I like to explain to people what they're experiencing. It might not be their favorite answer, but I can explain it.
Mm-hmm.
So then with ladies, the main thing is you address ladies and men, address the blood sugar, address their stress, maybe get a hormonal panel, but also at around 40, there's also a lot of water retention going on.
Hmm.
And that can affect your body weight by 5 to 7 pounds.
So you're not against hormone therapy?
No, I'm on it myself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you think that there needs to be a good balance between estrogen and progesterone, is that right?
It's a very, very personal choice. So some people will be absolutely against me on that. It's worked wonders on me, but I would say it really depends on the doctor you see.
Hmm.
But I'm because of my own experience and because of what I know, I'm a big fan if it's done very conservatively and is very well checked. But absolutely, when your hormones start to shift, and the first one to go down is progesterone. So estrogen, progesterone both start declining, but progesterone declines at a much, much faster rate.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you imagine them being two parallel lines, if the progesterone drops off faster, you actually end up being estrogen dominant. Even though the estrogen is going down, you end up being estrogen dominant. And that can lead to the midweight and then the water retention. It can lead to the mood and the anxiety. And just, you know, we all want to look good, but we want to be happy in our heads as well. So yeah, it changes a lot. And just like you'd get a regular blood panel, I would always advise somebody to get a hormonal panel as well. I mean, mm-hmm. it's good information, right?
Mm-hmm. And is that thyroid included, or is that
thyroid
just
would be in it? I rarely, I hear that thyroid deficiency is very common, but the blood work, and I'm not a doctor by any chance. I would never try and diagnose anybody, but I don't see that ever being, I don't see that very much being an issue with regards to body composition. There's usually some big other factors going on, and cortisol is the number one. Insulin and controlling the carbohydrates is probably number one, which is easily fixed. You can fix it in a day. And the second one is the stress factor. Mm-hmm. And the thing about stress, it can be good. It can be drive. It can be anticipation. It can be excitement. You know, stress isn't always a bad thing. Lack of sleep is absolutely the biggest one.
Yeah.
That can put, you know, your cortisol level up by 50%, which then triggers insulin, which then halts lipolysis, and you see the cycle.
Yes. So for my relatively healthy listeners who are just like, man, I just have a few pounds to lose to get ready to wear my swimsuit this summer. What would you tell them? Where would you tell them to start? What's number one?
Number one is go and buy a blood glucose meter from Walgreens. There you go. So ingrained in me. Or Amazon or something, get a blood glucose meter, start checking your blood sugar. And when you eat, wait 30 minutes after you eat, because you've got to wait for that food to get into your blood. Mm-hmm. You know, if you just take it when you eat, the food's still in your stomach. So wait for it to get into your blood, 30, 40 minutes. Check your blood sugar and try and keep that number under 110. This is my opinion now, but if it's under 110, and I like to be closer to 100, you can pretty much guarantee even lipolysis.
And that's every time we eat.
And you only have to do it, I have one in my bag, I carry it everywhere. You only have to do that for the first few weeks. I know what mine is just because I know what I ate. Mm-hmm. But it's real interesting. So when people come to see me, Monica, first up, what I'll do is I'll say, here's blood glucose meter. Go away and keep eating exactly what you're eating for a few days. Just check your blood sugar and let me know. Mm-hmm. And they are quite often horrified. Yeah. Just horrified.
Interesting.
I had one girl show up and she comes in. I check her blood sugar. It's like 179 or something. I'm like, that's kind of high. She said, well, yeah, I was just eating kettle corn in the car before. Like, that can be corrected so easily. Instead of the kettle corn, eat some cheese. Eat half an avocado. Eat some
good,
nuts.
Oh, good, because I love cheese.
I love cheese.
Well, that's awesome. So tell my listeners how they can get a hold of you, how they can find you and to work with you, where they can get your book, all of that good stuff. And we'll link to it in the show notes as well.
Thank you so much. Okay, so the company is The Shrink Shop. So that's theshrinkshop.com. And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook and all that good stuff. And the book is actually on my website, on The Shrink Shop. But it's also, if you want the straight direct link to Amazon, that is The Shrink Shop Book. And that will take you straight to Amazon. And there's hardback and paperback and there's Audible. And this year I am turning the book into a course.
Oh, cool.
So this is going to be an online course where I'm going to expand on, because I've got so much more to say, Monica. They told me to keep the book under 250 pages because it started off as 480.
Oh, boy.
And I got it to 224. But I've got a lot more to say. So the course, I'm going to take each subject and I'm going to expand on each one. So that's what's going to happen this year.
Well, awesome. Well, this has been so fun and we kept it under 30 minutes. So that's perfect. And I love that you stopped by and hopefully I can work with you a little bit to get these 10 pounds off. And
let's do that.
Anyone who's interested in doing more, diving deeper, make sure you look up Joanne Lee Cornish.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Did you not just absolutely love her? I seriously could talk to Joanne all day long. She is so knowledgeable, but she doesn't make you feel stupid when she talks to you. She just completely educated me on different body compositions and what happens to food once we eat it, how it's stored as fat, and how it's released into the blood. I loved that interview so much. So I will link to all of her information in the show notes. And I'm so excited to try out some of the things I read about in her book and that we learned about during this episode. I'm going to try and shed 10 to 15 pounds before we go on our spring break cruise through the Caribbean. So I will keep you updated on how that goes for me. So thanks again, Joanne, for sharing your wisdom with us. Okay, I have some really important dates to make you aware of, especially for you Boise locals. Pull out your calendar and let me share some really important dates with you. First off, March 11th, that is a Monday, we are going to be throwing a giant bachelor viewing party. I'm talking anyone who watches The Bachelor, if you are watching Colton season, even if you're not, you should probably binge watch it and catch up. But if you are, you'll be so excited that the finale is going to air March 11th, and we are going to have a huge bachelor viewing party. And I'm going to need your help. I learned how to post and tag the NBC producers as well as Bachelor Nation alums. So I'm going to be posting about this in the coming weeks, and I need you guys to share so that we get the attention of these Bachelor alums so they will come to our party. I think that would be so much fun. So that's in the works for March 11th. Then you're also going to want to have the Holiday House Boutique on your calendar. That will open on Thursday, April 11th, 12th, and 13th. It will be open each day from 9 to 6. We've got a beautiful home graciously provided by Highland Homes. So just, I mean, coming through the house is going to be gorgeous if you like looking at model homes, but we will have so many amazing, talented vendors in there with handmade, local, unique merchandise. So I would invite you to come join us April 11th through the 13th for that. That will be my last Holiday House. So come by and say goodbye to me. Wish me luck on my endeavors. And then on April 26th, that's a Friday, only 2 weeks later, I'm going to be doing my very first in-person workshop. So I'm really excited about this. I'm really excited to get in the room with some of you listeners, and we're going to talk about topics like finding your purpose, igniting your passion, how to be successful, figuring out what you were sent here to Earth to do, unlocking those gifts and talents so that you can share them with the world. That's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to provide daycare. We're going to spend 4 to 5 hours together. We'll have a delicious lunch, and it'll be just a time to get together and to really dig deep and find our purpose. And I just bought my ticket to Tony Robbins, so I'm so excited. I'll have all the information and the fire from that Tony Robbins to bring to you here in Idaho. So mark your calendar for those special dates. And also, our guest next week on the podcast is none other but Mario Armstrong. So if you haven't heard of Mario Armstrong, he is absolutely the coolest guy. There is no way I will have enough time in one episode to gain all the knowledge that I want to get from him. I have so many questions, like literally a day's worth of questions for him, but we're going to do the very best we can in the time that he gives us. He is this incredible, he is a tech expert. So he's been on a ton of different shows in New York, like the Today Show, anything that airs on NBC. He's been on as a tech expert. He has his own talk show called The Never Settle Show, which has won 2 Emmys in its first season. And he also has a podcast that I talk about a lot on my Instagram. If you follow me, it's called The Wake Up Level Up Show, where it's 5 minutes each day. He gives fantastic advice just to get you moving and going. So I'm super excited for him next week. So make sure you tune in. And until next week, have courage, be kind, and stay on the brighter side.